Deuteronomy 31. We're living in difficult days, desperate days, dangerous days, days that will, if we aren't careful, make us scared, make us slack, make us suspicious, make us selfish. But I am glad that no matter what day we're in, it's a day that we can trust the Lord. I've said that often in these last few weeks of difficulty and distress. But I want to try to preach this evening on a day for courage, a day for courage. Sometimes you're going through a day or a time when courage is a good idea. I watched a little bit of Highway Patrol this afternoon. That's why I take breaks, and brings me back to my childhood days. And the story that I watched part of today was a policeman that had lost his nerve. And at a time when he needed courage, he lacked that courage. And in this day, we aren't careful, we'll get to where we lack the exact thing we need, that being courage. I say it again, it's a scary and dangerous time. There's the diseases that we're dealing with. There's all the riots and the hatred that we're dealing with, the financial stress of all that's been going on in the last few months, the terrorists and all that's been going on already. And could have said again, it's a scary time. But notice what it says in verse 6, Deuteronomy 31, verse 6, be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. Sure does seem like God's trying to get his point across. He says, be strong. He is suggesting his strength in us, not our own or not theirs own. Then he just keeps saying it. You think I repeat myself? Listen to God. Be of good courage. Well, that's one way to look at it. Fear not. That's another way to look at the same thing. Then just to make sure we didn't miss it and they didn't miss it, he says the same thing again, just a different way. And be not afraid of them. Those words, fear not, are found at least 63 times in the Bible. Sounds to me like God doesn't want us to fear. Those words, good courage, are found at least 16 times in the Bible. Sounds like he wants us to be a people of courage. I want to look at a couple of times that those words are found in the Bible, if you will. Let's go ahead and read verses 1 through 6 of this chapter. And Moses went and spake these words unto all Israel, and he said unto them, I am 120 years old this day, and I can no more go out and come in. Understand that, Brother Moses. Also the Lord hath said unto me, thou shalt not go over this Jordan. The Lord thy God, he will go over before thee. He's speaking to the people of Israel, Moses is. And he will destroy these nations from before thee. Thou shalt possess them. And Joshua, he shall go over before thee, as the Lord hath said. And the Lord shall go unto them, as he did to Sihon and Og, kings of the Amorites, and unto the land of them whom he destroyed, and the Lord shall give them up before your face, that ye may do unto them according to all the commandments which I have commanded you. Here's the verse again. He says to Israel, he says, you're about to go through some battles. Just to make it clear, I'm about to leave. The leader you have looked to for at least 40 years, a little longer really, I'm about to leave. That means a lot to them. The man that they love is about to leave, and even though they did cause him trouble, they still loved him. And for the most part, they trusted him. Listen, they depended on him, and he says, I'm about ready to leave. Well, that'd be enough right there to scare them. And then he says, you're going to go through battles, but God is going to take care of it. And the summary is verse 6, be strong and of good courage, fear not and be not afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee. these words that's on my heart this evening, be strong and of good courage. He said, it isn't time to be afraid, it's a time to have courage. Why? Why? I say, because his presence is sensed. He said, Moses said, John said, I'm going to go with you. You don't have to be afraid. You can sense my presence. And even if you don't sense my presence, I'm there. Sometimes when we can't feel him is when he's the closest. And sometimes when we can't see him moving, when he's doing the most. And sometimes when it seems like things are so hopeless and so scary is when the God of ability is right there on the scene. And he says, you can be of good courage. It's a day for courage because my presence can be sensed. I said again, they were about to lose their leader, but they really weren't. They had not really been following Moses. They had been following the God of Moses. And God wasn't going anywhere. God was going to be with them. So he said, even though I'm going to be gone and everything will seem so different with a different leader. New battles, new enemies, tough road ahead. But I'm going to be with you. You can sense my presence. Look and see what he says in verse 7. And Moses called unto Joshua and said unto him in the sight of all Israel. He's talking to Joshua now, the new leader, one that's coming on the scene. And what he says to Joshua, he says with all Israel listening, guess what he says? Be strong and of good courage. Sounds like that's an important thought. For thou must go with this people unto the land which the Lord hath sworn unto their fathers to give them, and thou shalt cause them to inherit it. Listen, and the Lord, he is that doth go before thee. Hey, you don't have to worry. You can be of good courage because of the presence of the Lord that you can sense. He said, the Lord is going to go with you. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Again, says, fear not, neither be dismayed. He says, you can trust God. You can be of good courage. It's a day for courage because of his presence can be sensed. He's going to go with you. And he says, don't be dismayed. It means to be broken down or discouraged or fearful. It doesn't just mean, listen, when he says God's going to be with you, doesn't mean he's just going to be hanging around. Well, I can be around you and not offer much help. And I can do the best I can to help you and still not offer much help because there's not much I can do. But it says when it says God's with you, that means all that God is available to you. His wisdom, you need that, and he's here with it. His power, you need that, and he's here with it. His direction, you need that, he's here with it. His courage, you need that, he's here with it. Whatever you need, he is here. You can be of good courage. In fact, we ought to be of good courage because of his presence, his sense. And then I'm going to Joshua chapter 1. I want you to turn with me a little bit tonight. Appreciate you bringing your Bible. Glad to hear the pages turn. I'm looking this evening in a day for courage, where these words, be strong and of good courage, fear not, nor be afraid, or those things similar, are found. Joshua 1 is a different time, but the same type of people. Some of the children are involved here. Joshua chapter 1, begin reading in verse 5. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life, as I was with Moses. Guess who's talking? God is. So I will be with thee. He says, as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. These are the children of the people that we talked about earlier. Still the people of Israel. Still God's people. Still have a God who's in charge. And he says, I am going to be with you. I will stand with you just like I stood with Moses. I'm going to be with you. He says, I will not fail thee. Do you hear what he's saying? Here's what I'm going to do. Here's what I'm not going to do. He's making some promises in case you're missing it. So I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Here it is again. Be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide an inheritance of the land. He's still making promises. He's still telling them what's going to happen, because he's going to make sure of what's going to happen. Which I swear, which I promise, unto their fathers to give them only, be thou strong and very courageous. It does seem like he wants them to get it, and us. Be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right or to the left, that thou mayest prosper in whithersoever thou goest. Here we are, years later from Deuteronomy that we read to begin with. And God is speaking still again to his people Israel. And he is saying, do not be afraid. Now Joshua is the leader, and they're about to cross Jordan. And across Jordan there's big and bad. There's battles and there's problems, and the enemies across Jordan. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be the most difficult thing they ever do. And God is saying, it's going to be all right. Don't worry. It's not time to fear. It's a day for courage. Why? Because I'm telling you, just like I took care of Moses, just like I took care of your mom and daddy, remind yourself how I took care of your mom and daddy, and you also when you were little ones coming through the wilderness, and how I provided and took care and protected you. And just like I took care of them, I'm going to take care of you. I am promising you I am still God. So what does that mean? It's a day for courage, because first, his presence is sense. He told Moses, I'm going to go with you, and you're going to know I'm there. But not only is it a day for courage because of his presence, his sense, but also because his promise is sure. He said, here, I'm going to take care of you. Just like I took care of Moses, just like I took care of mom and dad, just like I've been taking care of you, I am going to keep on. You don't have to be afraid. I am going to keep taking care of you. I promise you that. That's what he said over and over and over in these verses. He said, it's going to be okay. How did they know, or how should they have known it was going to be all right? Because God told them it was. The same God who told them it's going to be okay tells us tonight it's going to be okay. I'm still God. I'm still God. Did I forget my promises? Mindy sings a song. Don't you remember what I've done? I turned the water. I did this. I quieted the sea. I did all. And he said, that's the same God I am today. I promise you. I promise you. They were about to face something they had never faced before. They were going across Jordan into the promised land of many enemies and many battles. They had never faced it before. By the way, could I remind you? We're going through something we've never faced before. We have never seen days like today. And even in this day of this new junk, God said it's a day for courage. It's not only a day to have courage, it's a day you need courage. It's not time to run and hide, fret and worry and cry and weep. It's time to trust God. Why? Because he said he would take care of us. They were facing things that they didn't know what was going to happen. They were about to embark on a journey. They had no idea what to expect, what was ahead. They had no idea, and neither do you and neither do I. But the God who knows about tomorrow, the God who knew about yesterday, and the God who's in charge today knows about tomorrow. He knows. We don't, but he does. And he said, I'm going to take care of you. Don't be afraid. Be of good courage. Fear not. He said, as I was with Moses, look back and see what I've done in the past. You faced impossible things before. You endured impossible odds before and didn't I take care of them? Yes, 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 you did. And he said, yes, I'll do it today, and I'll do it tomorrow. You can trust me. It's a day for courage. It's the time to trust him. Look in verse 7 again. He's talking about courage. Courage about what? To face the enemy? Well, yeah. But that's not the main thrust of the verse. To endure the battle? Yes, but that's not the main thrust of that verse. Look in verse 7 and you notice what it says. The one part that says to be of good courage. Only thou be strong and of good courage, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law. He said, you need courage to endure the battle. Yeah, you do. Face the enemy. Sure you do. But what you need courage for more than anything else is to be willing to do what my Bible says. Do what I say. Be of good courage that thou mayest observe to do. Boy, if there's a day we need to do what the Bible says, it's now. The courage to obey God. And if they obeyed God, he said, I'll take care of the enemy. There's promises, there's no doubt. And there's some great promises in the Bible. But if God's not a God who can keep them, they're useless. I can make you all kinds of promises, and I may could keep a couple of them. But if I make you very many big promises, I'm going to disappoint you because there's not much big things I can do. I'm not able. But God can do big things. God can do the impossible. God promised because he knew he was able. And God promised because he knew he would. So it's going to be okay. It's a day for courage because his presence is clean. It's clear. And because of his promise, we get them. His presence is sensed and his promise is sure. But then also because of his power is sufficient. Turn with me to 2 Chronicles 32. I want you to look at one more or another one. 2 Chronicles 32, 7. I'm looking at the verses, the words that says, be strong and of good courage. Don't be afraid. It's a day for courage. His power is sufficient. Verse 7, 2 Chronicles 32, 7. Guess what he says? Be strong and of courage. Be not afraid nor dismayed for the king of Assyria, nor for all the multitude that is with him, for there is more with us than with him. Here's Hezekiah. Sennacherib, the king of Assyria, evil man, ungodly man, is rumbling across the countryside, capturing city after city. He has at this point already captured 46 different towns, and he's heading toward Jerusalem. He's heading toward their hometown. And God says to Hezekiah, be strong and of courage. Don't be dismayed about the king of Assyria. Is he mean? Sure he is. Is he strong? Yeah, he is. Is he evil? Yeah, he is. Has he won victory after victory after victory of other people? Yeah, he has. But don't you worry about him. Don't you be afraid. Be of good courage. Be strong and of courage. In verse 8, it says, with him is an arm of flesh. And it was a strong one. He's whooping up on everybody thus far. But with us is the Lord, our God, to help us and to fight our battles. And the people rested themselves upon the words of Hezekiah, king of Judah, man alive. I bet that tickled him. When a preacher sees people listen to what he says and apply it. It makes them happy. And it says here that the people rested themselves upon the words of Hezekiah, king of Judah. You know what? They believed what he said and said, well, okay, it'll be all right. No need to be afraid. I've said this evening, it's a day for courage. It's a day for courage because his presence is sensed and his promise is sure and his power is sufficient. Here's the evil king coming to overthrow. Humanly speaking, he could whoop up on Israel with one hand tied behind his back. But God said, he's stronger than you, but he ain't stronger than me. Don't you worry about it. I have power that's sufficient. 2 Kings 19:35, you don't have to turn, listen. And it came to pass that night, I'm talking about God said, I'm going to deliver you. I'm going to take care of you in an impossible situation when the enemy is coming after you, intending to put you down, intending you to kill you and to rob you and steal everything you own. Here's what happens. God said, I'm going to take care of you, and I got power to do it. 2 Kings 19:35, and it came to pass that night that the angel of the Lord went out and smote in the camp of the Assyrians, that enemy, 185,000. And when they arose early in the morning, behold, they were all dead corpses. God sent one angel, and he whooped up on the whole bunch, and every one of them died that one night. And Israel didn't even have to raise a finger. Didn't even have to sharpen their sword. You know why? Because God said, I got power sufficient for your enemies. Why do you want to be afraid? What you got to be afraid? What enemy you got stronger than God? What battle you going through that's bigger than God? There ain't one. It's a day for courage. It's a day to trust God. And then, sadly, Deuteronomy 31:23. Sadly, but gladly, this verse is in the Bible. Turn with me, Deuteronomy 31:23. We're backtracking a little bit here. I guess you caught up on that. I hope you did. And he gave Joshua, the son of Nun, a charge and said, here it is again. Be strong and of a good courage, for thou shalt bring the children of Israel into the land which I swear unto them. And I will be with thee. That's what said to Joshua. But a little bit before that, I wanted to set the stage, verse 16. God warns Moses about what's ahead. Look in verse 16. And the Lord said unto Moses, this is just a little bit before verse 23 where God told Joshua, be of good courage. Notice what God said to Moses. And the Lord said unto Moses, behold, thou shalt sleep with thy fathers, you're about to die. And this people, my people Israel, will rise up, listen, and go a-whoring after the gods of the strangers of the land, whether they go to be among them, and will forsake me and break my covenant, which I have made unto them. My. Joshua is a man that's going to be the one that leads Israel. And before God addressed Joshua, he addressed Moses and warned Moses, now you're about to go home. I'm about to put you to sleep, about to take you home. But my people Israel, they're going to forsake me. They're going to turn away from me. They're going to go to false gods. What sad story that is. And then after that, after God warned Moses, now get me here, don't let me lose you. After God warned Moses about Israel forsaking him, he said to Joshua, don't be afraid. Joshua was the one you know that came after Moses and was having to lead these people that God had already said will go astray. Now, what in the world does that mean to our message this evening? Here's what it means. Everybody didn't have to go astray. Some were going to, there's no doubt. But everybody didn't have to. Could I mention something to you? We're living in a day when a whole lot of God's people are going astray. We're living in a day when a whole lot of God's people are quitting. There's a whole lot of people that are giving up. There's a whole lot of people who are satisfied where they're at and content to live halfway in the world and halfway in the church. There's a whole lot of people, as the Bible warns us, have fallen away or are falling away. But everybody doesn't have to. He told Joshua, you don't have to be afraid. Even when they quit, be of good courage. And the Lord warned us about this day we're in. I have tried to magnify tonight. It's a day for courage because His presence is sensed. I'm going to go with you. I'm going to be with you. You don't have to worry. You don't have to be afraid. Because His promise is sure. I have told you I'm going to take care of you. You can count on that. Because His power is sufficient. I'm stronger than your enemy. Lastly, because His plan is shunned. God's plan for Israel was to go into the promised land, and the people resisted. But God said to Joshua, "Don't you stop serving me. Don't you be afraid. Don't you quit. Don't you give up." And I'm going to tell you what, in this day we need some Joshuas, not just preachers, not just leaders of crowds, but regular, ordinary Christians who will say, in spite of the apostasy, in spite of all that's going on, in spite of others quitting, I am not going to quit. If my mama quits, I ain't going to. If my daddy throws in the towel, I'm not going to. If my husband does, my wife does, my parents do, my children do, my best friend does, I am not quitting. I am going to, by God's grace, have courage and be not afraid. I'm going to have courage in this day. And keep on serving God. God said there's going to be a falling away. We're seeing it. But you don't have to be a part of it. Number one, don't be scared. Don't let it frighten you. God said it's going to be this way. He's not scared. Burden, I believe He is. Trouble, I believe He is. Brace His heart, I believe it does. But God said it's going to be this way. Don't be surprised. Don't be shocked by what you're seeing. I don't have to say it. I've said it yesterday. I never expected it to get this bad. Never dreamed it would get this bad. But I shouldn't be surprised. I shouldn't be scared, and I shouldn't be surprised, and I shouldn't be swayed. What's going on around me shouldn't sway me. Others quitting shouldn't let me quit. Others throwing in the towel. Others being satisfied. Others being cold. That didn't give me the right to. Shouldn't sway me. And then don't be stopped. Just keep on serving God. Keep on serving God. Guess what? He's coming to get us for long. And I believe, I sure expect Him to come soon. I'm shocked He didn't come today yet. Because I want to tell you what all we're seeing around us is exactly what this book said it's going to be like when He comes. Woo! It's a day for courage. Father, thank You. Oh, God, help us if there's someone here tonight lost. As I'm praying, speak to their heart. Draw them, convict them, make it clear, make them miserable in their sin. Draw them, Lord, may they hear Your call and call on You to be saved now. And forgive them, save them, birth them into Your family. Make them Your child. For us who are Your children, oh, God, there's a battle around us. We're going through difficult times. Things we've never faced before. But Lord, they're not too big for You. Lord, You're not troubled and worried and fretful. And Lord, we don't have to be. May we be a people of courage because You give us the courage that we need. May we be the people of courage to do what You tell us to do in a day when it isn't easy. I pray for our nation. I pray for our world. I pray for healing. But I pray also, Lord, that in the process of what You're doing, You would open some eyes. Our country has forsaken You. Our country has gone mad over entertainment and selfishness and sin. And Lord, perhaps You're trying to warn us and wake us up. May You do that. I pray for revival among Your people.